A new Indiana law could prevent so-called water wars between Indiana and Kentucky, according to New Albany's News and Tribune. House enrolled Act 1211 sets up the Trans-Border Water Resources Authority, which will assess who has rights to water resources shared among Indiana and neighboring states. The Water Resources Authority panel, established in the law, can also broker agreements between states. The Water Resources Authority will be made up of 4 members of the General Assembly, 4 from the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, and 4 individuals appointed by the governor. The driving force behind the creation of the authority is that Clark County, Indiana, and Louisville, Kentucky share an aquifer, an underground body of permeable rock that can hold or transmit water. The aquifer in question is very abundant, and with both Clark County and Louisville having large factories and commercial centers, a lot of water is needed. State Representative Stephen Stemler wrote Act 1211 to avoid any kind of legal issue.
Between Tennessee and Mississippi, they have the exact same issue in terms of they share a water aquifer underneath their both states, so it transcends the state line. They are in a substantial lawsuit now over millions of dollars of not only who owns the water, but actually the revenue that's been derived by taking water out of it. They need to compensate each other for the water that they've used that they thought was theirs.
Stemler's law was the first in the state to address interstate below-ground water. It received unanimous support when proposed. Stemler is now looking forward to the next step.
Well, the ultimate goal, now that our legislation has passed, and I've already been working with my counterparts in Frankfort, Kentucky, the legislators there, and they are supportive of this concept, so now the goal is to move forward and say, okay, look, we're asking you to jointly work in tandem with us to devise an authority, if you will, from Kentucky's standpoint, and then we work together, and out of those two entities, we would develop best practices and understandings and have a compact, an agreement, which is still yet to be designed. Obviously, you don't want to damage the aquifer by drawing down too much in a drought season. And then just really, I think, good communications, too, about what you anticipate your usage is going to be if you do have success in bringing in, say, a large automotive plant or something like that that's going to be a big water user.
Stemler said Kentucky is now aiming to have a similar law ready for their next legislative session. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Leah Carter.